Help could be on the way to ease the sting of rising OPP service costs for municipalities. The province is proposing to provide over $77 million to help small and rural municipalities offset the rising costs of policing. This investment will help these predominantly small and rural communities address the budget impacts resulting from the collective bargaining agreement that was reached between the province and the Ontario Provincial Police Association, OPPA, in July 2024, the Ministry of the Attorney General noted in a release this morning. If passed, the $77 million will be most welcomed. Mattawa's 2025 OPP bill went up just over $113,000, an increase of 21%. East Ferris was also facing a similar rise. I spoke with the Mattawa mayor last night and to the Powassan, East Ferris, Callender, and Chisholm mayors and a few others, Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli said today. This was a huge relief to them that the increases for the OPP will be completely covered by the province of Ontario. For Nipissing District alone, this is almost $600,000, so the mayor of Mattawa, the mayor of Callender, both were looking at $100,000 OPP increases, so they were very relieved that this will be covered. Yesterday, before this announcement, Beta Day spoke with Mattawa's mayor, Raymond Belanger, about the policing costs. He noted he was working with his neighboring municipalities to convince the government to help cover these costs. Mattawa and many other municipalities want the province to foot the entire OPP bill for smaller communities, which Belanger estimated would be around $428 million. Belanger also noted that at one time, before Mike Harris became premier, the province did cover these costs. See, ludicrous, Mattawa's Sow says of OPP service increase. And, OPP bills skyrocketing. Municipalities call for province to solve OPP costs. As for today's announcement that the province is proposing to contribute $77 million, Solicitor General Michael Kerner said, "Our government is working closely with our municipal partners and our women and men in uniform to keep communities across Ontario safe. If the proposal becomes a reality, the province anticipates municipalities will see a 3.75% bill reduction on 2023 total reconciled costs, a 44% bill reduction in 2023 reconciled overtime costs, and a 10% bill reduction on amounts invoiced for 2025 policing costs." Kerner continued, "The financial relief we are proposing will help municipal leaders balance their budgets and invest in their communities while ensuring no change to the policing provided by the OPP that keeps families and businesses safe." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.